fucking rip it. Okay. Framing Hanley, say you ever into bubbles? I still can't get over that song title.
You know, people say you can't say bubbles and sound angry. I beg to differ.
Well, Framing Hanley doesn't even say bubbles in the song.
I mean, that's fair.
You just heard her, duh. You totally just heard it, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
We're totally half voice checking. Which is something we do every week. But hey, we make it fun because we stream on my Twitch channel, AustinWired/that's not at all how that works. Twitch.tv/AustinWired7. I got there. But anyway, yeah, my name is Austin. This is Gray.
I go by Scotty.
Yeah. My name's Austin. This is Scotty. Welcome to the show.
It's been a day.
It has been a day. Which is why we're doing this at midnight of all time periods. But hey, you know, life sucks.
Well, I guess it hasn't been a day then, because this day has only been for 5 minutes at this point.
It really actually, yeah, it has. So yesterday was a day.
Yes.
Yeah. And then now we're here. We're in today world. And in about 12 hours, I will be recording the music for this because we're doing this a day early because somebody has to work one Sunday a month now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair ask, though.
I mean, they've been giving me every Sunday off. And also, like, when I work Sundays, I automatically get that Saturday off. Like, I'm actually in a sweet spot, which is funny because I sell sweets for a living.
Sort of.
Kind of. Anyway, welcome to the show, though. We are Nobody's Asking. Got that right this time.
Yeah, you did, actually. I'm impressed.
Yeah. We're a radio show that airs on WELT-FM in Fort Wayne. 95.7 is the numbers for that. Also, WELTFM.org for all of your listening pleasures. We are a community radio station that is on 5 years. It still boggles my mind that we've been doing this for 5 years. And it's actually coming up, this show in specific is actually coming up on its actual 5 years. Because I started in late June.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. Yeah. And it was definitely over the summer. It might have been in July. It might have been after my birthday in July. I forget, honestly. 2016 was a time.
That means we should be figuring out what they're doing for the producer party this year, then. If they are doing one.
We have, like, it's hard because, like, you know, obviously we can't really get together because of, you know, COVID and, you know, vaccines and everything are going out and you know, a mass quantity. But, you know, like, we're not going to be able to, like, go back to any sort of normalcy until next year, for sure. So, I know.
Fortunati.
Yeah, I know, like, publicly, you know, it's definitely just been drilled in our heads, like, hey, you know, say that we're doing, you know, say that it's been 5 years. All of our bumpers, you know, this year have been, you know, hey, congrats on 5 years. This is, you know, Kenway from In Ghosts. Theoretically, the bumper that played this week, I don't know.
I don't know. I might redo mine.
I thought you did redo yours. I know I finally redid mine last week, so now mine doesn't A, sound like shit, and B, it also like is says the 5 years.
Yeah.
And
no.
Says the right show title.
I did a 5 year, but mine was with the old show title.
Oh really? I thought you had an updated one. Nope. I thought you were like one of the first updated ones we did.
Nope. The first updated one that we got was Damon.
Damon.
And then we got Kenway.
From Virtue, yeah, and then we got Kenway.
And then you.
I've been trying to get with Marina to see if she could redo hers, but she hasn't gotten back to me yet, so that's fine. She's busy being, like, fabulous, and I'm not upset. But anyway, yes, welcome to the show. Like I said, we are Nobody's Asking. We're every Thursday night on WELT-FM from 9 to 11. And then we have a podcast that goes up at noon, which is basically, so WELT version, you get all the music that we're talking about, and the podcast, you get none of the music that we're talking about, but you hear me say fuck, and we don't cut out nearly as much from the podcast.
Yeah, it's basically our extended conversations. There we go.
Yeah.
And then we have a segment that we reserve exclusively for the podcast, which is we do a cold reading of a Reddit post.
Indeed.
And then give our opinions on it.
Yes, because not that anybody's asking. That joke will never get old, but also never be good.
It was old the first time, but I still love it.
That joke will never get old, but it will also never be good. And I don't know. I'm at a very happy place about that.
It's a solid dad joke.
It is a solid dad joke, and I love it. That's why I do it every week. Not that anybody's asking. Okay, I'm done. But anyway, so yeah, so yeah, we got that stuff. We've also been regularly live streaming it on our Twitch channel, like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast slash show slash. I mean, depends on what we keep in about that, but. Yeah, I think that's all the shilling. I think we should get to the music.
Yes.
Yeah. So a couple big things happened last Friday. First of all, Framing Hanley was in town. We just heard, like I said, their song Bubbles.
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 My bubbles.
Anyway, bubbles.
Yeah, no, sorry. You're never going to be taken seriously with that. because, you know, you do that all the time. Anyway, so... But yeah, they were just in town. The first stop on their tour, actually. This is the first tour they've done since the pandemic hit, which is sad because they released their album Envy. 2 weeks later, the world died, and then our cat meowed.
What are you doing?
She's about to kick the wall.
Probably. She's been doing it all night. As if we don't pay enough attention to her. She just scoffed at us. What the hell? Queen bitch. Anyway, so, but yeah, they were in town at Rockstar Lounge last Friday, and it was super fun. Got to meet them, got to actually kind of hang out with them, and yeah, we'll talk about that a little later. But one of my favorite things that happened, and like, so far this album is still holding up 24 hours later, at time of recording. I'm sure by the time this airs on WELT or by the time this podcast goes live, it'll still hold up. But Diamante freaking dropped not only a brand new record, it's her first independent record, mm-hmm. and it was number 3 on the iTunes charts. Not Apple Music, iTunes. People purchased that shit.
Yeah, and she had, what was it, 1 million more streams than her previous record?
Before the album even dropped.
Yeah.
Like, she did it, she's on TikTok, which, you know, is the worst decision any person can ever make. Do not get on TikTok. But if you're on TikTok, please follow This Is Diamante. Also follow To Breathe, man. No, I'm just kidding. Or, I mean, you can. That'd be cool, too. But I mostly just comment on things, mostly Ava Under Fire stuff. But, she's on TikTok, and she made one that was like, because what you can do is you can do, like, a green screen sort of thing. So you can have a picture, and then you can kind of, like, be in front of it, and it's, you know, super cool or whatever. So she took a screenshot of her current, this was a week ago, so this was on Thursday. So it was her current streams on her first album, which is called Coming in Hot, which was backed by Better Noise Music. Better Noise Music dropped her. So she was at like 14 million and some odd streams, which, I mean, you know, that's just a weird concept to think about. 14 million. I lose my shit if we get over 10 in a week, but 14 million streams and some odd number. And then she compared that to her album that was coming out that night. So again, this was last Thursday. 15 million streams. Mm-hmm. The album hadn't even come out yet. We were still missing, like, I think 4 or 5 songs from the record, something like that.
Yeah, it, like, 1 million more streams than her previous record all time.
Yeah.
Before it even comes out.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
That's insane, and super, super proud and happy, and, like, mad props to Diamante for that, and like, and it definitely shows, and you're gonna see it because we're gonna play you some selections, just like we did with the A Day to Remember record when we celebrated that release. By the way, I still love that record. Don't know why people don't like it, but I think it's just a thing that I missed out on, because all the people that don't like the new A Day to Remember record also, I think, wanted them to make Homesick Again, but don't make Homesick Again.
Right. I think their biggest problem with it is it's more of a hard rock record and less of a pop punk with breakdowns record.
Right. Which, I mean, doesn't make sense because, I mean, like, we even say, like, it sounds like A Day to Remember to us. Like, yeah. But anyway, celebrating the release of American Dream, which is the new album by Diamante, we played that song, which started off the show, which is my favorite song off of the record. The groove and the riff in that thing is just, it's infectious. And it's just like, I'm sad that it opened the record, but I also can't think of any other song that could have opened that record as well as American Dream. But anyway, we are going to move on with a song that she has been, that she released, I think, close to a year ago, something like that.
Maybe. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I want to say it was like close to a year ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, I mean, last fall at the latest, I think. But anyway, this is I Love Myself for Hating You on WEELT. We'll be right back. Brand new song off of her album American Dream. That was a song called Wake Up Call. And I'm going to go to my grave, even if this is wrong, but I'm pretty sure the song is about Better Noise dropping her. Like, just listening to the song, I'm just like, that's about Better Noise.
I mean,
and it's so beautiful.
Some of the best songs are big middle fingers to record labels.
They really are.
I'm not going to write you a love song.
I think even Ra wrote a song that had like a skit in it about like either a shady record exec or like some like, you know, manager-esque type person. And like, it was just beautiful. Yeah, it was just beautiful.
Right. There was another one that was, it was a real big pop hit. I forget what it was, but it was another one where it was just a big middle finger to the record label. God, I can't remember what it was. I'll look it up after we're done.
Taylor Swift has The Man, which is like simultaneously probably about her old record label, but also just, you know, about inequality towards women in general.
Yeah. A Day to Remember has Bad Friend.
Bad Friend, yeah. That's a good one.
Chuckle, Chuckle, This Is Coming Out on Fueled by Ramen.
Yeah. Yeah. He was doing an interview for that on satellite radio, and he was like telling the story about that song, and he was like, I just kept chuckling in the corner as I was like in between takes, and finally I think the producer was like, What's so funny? Like, what are you laughing? He's like, this song is coming out on Fueled by Ramen, and it's heavy as shit. Last Chance to Dance, by the way. Fantastic song. That is the song.
That's what it's called. Yeah. The subtitle is Bad Friend.
Yeah, Bad Friend. By A Day to Remember. We'll probably play it at some point in our lives. I don't know. I might throw it in. I don't know. But yeah, so Diamante, you know, put out this record, and like, it is amazing. I've been listening to it. Like, I listened to it all weekend. I went up to meet a couple radio guys that I've been in cahoots with over the last year, but never actually met before. And the entire ride up there, I was just listening to American Dream on repeat. And it was every bit as beautiful. I was trying to sing it too, but if you do vocals, you know, band guys, this really honestly just pertains to you. But if you, you know, do vocals and you don't warm up, it's a bit of a thing, which is something that we haven't done in a while.
Yeah, we really haven't warmed up in a long time.
Just in general, but also like, because I noticed it when we went up to see Ava Under Fire in Detroit. I mean, you heard me because I was right next to you, but like halfway through the show I was just like, oh, I feel like I'm getting to my limit here. And like, I mean, we didn't warm up on our way up to the show like we normally used to do back before the world didn't, you know, suck.
Yeah,
I mean, well, the world still sucked, but like, we could still see live music, so it sucked a little less, even though live music is coming back.
Yes.
So excited. Tours are being announced. Festivals are being announced. The original Misfits are taking My Chemical Romance's place in Aftershock. I just saw that the other day.
I would be excited for that because I know a ton of people are huge Misfits fans.
Our friend Courtney, at least wears the sweatshirt.
I can't get into their music, and I also hate Glenn Danzig.
That's also fair.
Like,
I don't know. It was a cool, fun fact that I saw the other day, and I was like, oh, hey, cool. I saw it at the Framing Hanley show. I was, I got to meet them afterwards, and I was just kind of like scrolling through and saw the Aftershock, which, by the way, Aftershock is sold out. Like, it sold out before the lineup got announced.
Wow.
That's the. interest you. Still waiting on the email from Riot Fest to go ahead and move our tickets to next year.
Yeah.
Because My Chemical Romance. But, sad, though, because I really did want to see Fever 333. I'm sure I will. But anyway, we are going to, however, move on just for a little bit. We'll come back here in a second. But yeah, we've been talking. We should probably play some music. That's what a radio show is for, right? These guys, they just did a live stream, the one and only live stream that these guys have ever done. And I totally understand because I cannot wait to actually see them in person. Unfortunately, the tour that they were supposed to come here on, which was the Hollywood Undead tour, that they were going to do with Bad Wolves, that ended up getting like just canceled, which is sad. I think the In This Moment tour did like cancel, I think, honestly, just because it like kind of timed out everything, and so they sent everybody their money back and whatnot. But I know that tour still plans on being a tour. So speaking of, we're recording this at, you know, midnight 30 on Sunday. So like Saturday night, midnight, whatever you want to call that. We haven't gone to bed yet. It's still Saturday. According to Joe, I think it's Catella or something like that. The lead singer of Dead has an announcement coming up this week. And if you're hearing this now, then Dead had an announcement this week, so go check the Dead page. DED, by the way. So I'm, at time of recording, interested in seeing what that is. I'm sure by the time this airs, I will know. So yeah, that's something that if you didn't know, you can check out. But we're not going to play Dead. We're going to play From Ashes to New, because that's what I was talking about first. But anyway, this is their song Bulletproof on WELT 95.7 FM. I was listening to these guys when I got my vaccine, my first dose of my vaccine. But this is Awake. That was Awake at Last with their song, brand new song called Armageddon. They have an EP of all their releases out, much like Crashing Atlas did with their EP, Nothing Left. And, or no, I think it was just called Black Sunrise. I forget exactly what it is, but anyway, it has Nothing Left on it. And if you go see them live at any point in time, then, you can pick up a little homemade, like, preview disc that has one extra bonus song that also features Kellen Quinn. Talked about it last week. I just want to keep talking about it until this record comes out. June something. I think it's either the week before or the week after our wedding, actually.
Oh, wow.
They finally had a date. Definitely go check that out on their Facebook page and all that stuff. And they have an Indiegogo, if that is something of interest to you. I know I definitely want to at some point throw something at it, but I just haven't been able to. But they launched an Indiegogo to help launch their record. They have a bunch of things they want to do. And anyone who knows anything about the music industry knows it's an industry, so that requires money.
Yeah. Like, we've invested so much.
We need to invest a little more in before the show, because I want to get more CDs, and I want, I don't think we need to get more shirts, but I definitely want to get more CDs.
Yeah.
So, that's a thing. But yeah, definitely check out the Crashing Atlas Indiegogo, because they're some good people, and they're independent bands. Independent bands have to make money somehow.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I mean, it's, you know, it's hard. It's hard enough that bands don't make money from their music, label or not. But like, I mean, you know, having merch to sell costs money, because you know you have to make it first. But they're good people, and I'm excited to see where this album. I'm excited to hear the rest of that record. That record is shaping up to be really, really good. But speaking of time, though, we are, like I said, we're at the end of the show.
No, we're not.
Yeah, or not the end of the show. We're just at the end of the hour. My bad. we are at the end of the hour, so we are going to take a small break. There's going to be some PSAs. There's going to be a couple about some of the other shows that are on. I know C-Note. C-Note Sugar Hour is what that show is called. I keep wanting to call it just by her name, but that's one that usually plays a lot. So, yeah, just, you know, if you're interested in finding out more about WELT, by all means, please check out WELTFM.org for information on all the shows that are there. You can actually listen to the prior 2 weeks of shows by going to the show calendar page. And you have an opportunity to just check out like a plethora of content. You know, like the ID said, we're a community radio station, so you know, we bring together, you know, so many different voices, so many different, you know, experiences and, you know, things that just, you know, could make your day better. You don't even know it. And then you got us.
Yeah, and then we're here.
And then we're just here. We're here, and we're happy to be here. We play rock music every so often. when our Twitch chat, I mean, granted, we're, like I said, we're doing this at midnight 30, so, like, everybody's asleep, but our Twitch chat is sometimes usually popping, like, we just exist, and we play rock music, and we talk about it, we pretend we're, you know, super cool, but nobody cares.
Right.
Nobody's asking.
Ha! So, yeah.
I'm making that joke way too much tonight.
It's because you're tired.
I'm not even that tired. I mean, I will be after we do this, but I'm not even that tired.
That's fair. But yeah, so if you're on the radio station, you're going to hear those PSAs. If you're listening to the podcast, you're going to hear a brief ad from our sponsor.
Anchor.com. Or no, I think it's Anchor FM.
FM.
But yeah. yeah, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about stupid girls and why they're called stupid squirrels.
And we might talk about Willow Smith.
We might talk about Willow Smith. Actually, I mean, fuck it. Why not? So we watched, actually, you good, friend? Okay. You most likely did not hear that, but our cat is in the background adding in her 2 cents. Only when she wants to, though. Anyway, yeah, so we actually watched that just before we got around to doing the podcast. But so Jada Pinkett Smith, if you didn't know, used to be in, like, what, a new metal? What is it? New metal hardcore? What was that?
They classed them as new metal, kind of along, I mean, the same lines as, like, Evanescence.
Yeah, I mean, it was like Evanescence actually meets Korn. Like, because I know Amy Lee is super inspired by Korn, but, like, you know, Evanescence and Korn are two different bands, you know? So it was like Evanescence, you know, was a little more inspired by Korn. But, like, first of all, did not know that Jada Pinkett Smith was A, in a metal band, but B, also just into that kind of thing in general. But the video is so wholesome because it's because Willow Smith, she got Jada Pinkett Smith, her old band back together. What was it called again?
I forget too.
It was like Passion something.
No.
I thought so.
No.
We're going to take a small break.
Wicked Wisdom.
Wicked Wisdom. Okay. Passion, Wisdom. That's I was getting there. But she got that band back together and did a surprise Mother's Day thing. I think it was like a week ago or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I was like, man, that's super awesome that, you know, Jada was, like, into all that. Because, like, A, I didn't really know much about Jada Pinkett Smith. I just knew that, you know, she was Will Smith's wife. I almost said husband.
No, same difference.
I mean, look, a few months ago, they came out about some interesting aspects of their relationship, which I was like, hey, I mean, you do you.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like, I forget exactly what it was, but it was, you know, like, I think they essentially have an open relationship now or something like that. And I'm just like, but if you have Jada Pinkett Smith, why aren't you just fucking Jada Pinkett Smith? Like,
okay, then,
you know, Jada Pinkett Smith is fantastic. And, you know, looked at least like, I mean, I haven't paid attention. And also, you know, for various reasons, it's not really my thing. But like, also, like, you know. It, I don't know, it was interesting, but yeah, like, they have one of those relationships where I'm like, if it makes you happy,
got it.
Go for it. Like, I mean, y'all made it work, it's fine. But yeah, it was just super cool, and it was super wholesome just watching Jada watch her daughter,
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I mean, you know, she's out there, she's making the stank faces, she still remembers all the words. Like, she's just, like, she's into it, but you can also tell that she's, like, also parenting the situation. She's, like, actually evaluating her daughter.
Yeah.
And, like, and, you know, just at the end, just having that satisfaction of, like, A, you know, this was a super, super awesome, you know, wholesome, you know, gift from my child. But, like, to see the satisfaction on her face that, like, my child did that and did it well. Like, she did, like, Willow did that well.
Yeah, like, very well.
Like, very well. And, like, if she continues down that, like, I mean, I'll
And she I'll be did it while wearing a Mastodon t-shirt.
That, too, yeah. But yeah, like, I thought that was super cool. But anyway, like I said earlier, we are going to take a small break. As he said, radio side, you're going to see, you're not going to see anything, actually. You're listening on the radio. Podcast isn't going to see anything either. The only thing that's going to see is our Twitch chat, which are all asleep by now.
Yep.
But yeah, we're going to have some PSAs, podcasts. You're going to hear the ad, and then we'll be back and we'll talk about stupid squirrels. Taking us out of the hour, like I said, we'll be back. Taking us out of the hour, we saw these guys open for Shinedown, and that is the last tour that they have ever done before, you know, lockdown happened. But super excited to see these guys back, and super excited to finally have new music from them. There's a band called Savage After Midnight, their song Remedy on WELT. We will be right back. So we were talking about Better Noise Music and how they dropped Diamante and how that was honestly probably a huge mistake. But also at the same time, I don't blame her for not, you know, seeking out another label. I recently learned about the breakdown for From Ashes to News record label.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's not my place to say. I mean, they said it in a meet and greet and like just kind of willingly, so, and you know, Matt's always been pretty candid about things. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm the same way, so like, if you like, I'm good with secrets, I can keep things a secret and all, but like, if you don't tell me it's a secret and it's, you know, not one of those common sense things, I usually say something. And I'm kind of the same way, but yeah, it was like 80% that Better Noise takes.
That's honestly about average.
Is it really?
Like, you hear about 80-20 splits a lot.
I've never actually, like, as far as record labels go, I've never actually looked into, like, what some of those percentages were. Like, I knew that they took a percentage. Like, I knew that. And, oh, and again, I knew that, you know, you don't make money, you know, making records anymore. You make money selling t-shirts, which means touring, you know? And but like, just to hear that number, was it just kind of like, whew.
Well, you something
it still burns.
The reason why they take such a high percentage is you have to remember the bands are paying back in advance.
Yeah,
you get X amount of money up front and you owe that back.
Well, right,
so the label will, I mean, that's take why a percentage towards that, and instead of taking everything,
right,
they just take 80%.
Yeah, I mean, that's how Chevelle still hasn't made back their record that they just put out. And like, Chevelle is a band that's been doing this for, you know, over 10 years. still haven't actually made money off of their record yet because of that.
Yep.
And like, honestly, I'd rather just pay the money up front to go into a studio with somebody as opposed to, like, you know, get in advance. Like, that's just, I don't know, like, I'm learning about the music industry and all, but still, I'm just like, man, I'd rather like just pay somebody for the studio time to do drums. Like, I mean, you could basically do everything else at home
pretty much. I mean we did
everything, but like, you know, taking into account that, you know, maybe you don't have, you know, a big studio like Eric Bass from Shinedown. You know, you're just, you know, you're like us, you're doing this in our bedrooms. We got pretty good sound out of me just standing here singing into, like, a microphone, or sometimes actually this microphone, or no, not this microphone, the other microphone I have. But we got, you know, better sound just me standing in front of a computer singing into this than, like, we got comparable sound to, you know, all these big records and whatnot. Obviously, the one big thing that we're missing that we did pretty well on, but could, you know, definitely could be better is the drums.
Right.
You know, but, like,
all that's our... because the samples in Superior Drummer are dece.
Yeah. Like... Which is why we use Superior Drummer. Part of it. But yeah, it was just, it's still one of those things where, like, you know it happens, but when you actually hear the number and when it's, like, actually, you know, put out there for you, you're just like, oh yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, with the record label Advance, though, you can afford a better studio, a better producer, and for longer than you could if you paid for it out of pocket.
That is also fair. I don't know, I'm just, plus, I'm weird, like, because, I mean, you know...
That also comes with a team of songwriters.
Well, yeah, but we don't need those. Like, I mean, maybe one, like, I don't know. I'd rather get in a studio with a producer and just make something with them, as opposed to, like, hiring, you know, 200, 300, 400 songwriters.
Right, but, for example, Ava Under Fire, their producer and co-songwriter is BJ Perry.
Yeah.
Like, they have someone outside the band...
Which is definitely something that I would want, because that outside perspective really does, you know, can do just, they can make or break a song and make or break a record, you know?
Right.
And, but, like, also at the same time, it's just like, you know, I don't want, like, I'm weird about, like, when you throw in the idea of hiring a songwriter, I don't, you know, I'm trying to convey my story and, like.
Well, they're not there to write the song for you. They're there to help you write the best song you can.
Right.
So, it's give and take.
It really is, but...
Like, when I tell you something's too wordy and you need to cut 4 syllables...
So I add 3.
Exactly. And then we compromise and completely scrap the line.
That happened maybe once, okay? Like, I'm pretty adamant about my lyrics. Plus, I, like, when I bring them to you, I'd say probably, like, half the time... I know exactly how they need to be executed. I may not do it right the first time, but I at least know in my head how it's supposed to happen.
Right, but then it's my job to make it fit music, and, you know...
I already made it fit music. You just have to get used to it. But anyway, all of that and more, just to say that that was Holy Water by The Funeral Portrait. I straight... spaced on everything in that exact moment. but yeah, like, it's just interesting. But point being, they're also signed to Better Noise Music, and now, like, it really kind of, like, A, tarnished my idea of record labels, but that's already been tarnished, so it's fine. But, like, it also just, like, because Better Noise Music is, you know, the label that's, like, on top of everywhere. And to know that that's the kind of deal that they got, like, it just, I don't know, bugs me to, like, from a creative aspect. Which is funny, because, like, I write music to play shows. Like, that's kind of my mindset. And, like, at the same time, it's, you know, it's my creations, and I kind of want to, you know, have full credit for it, but what are you gonna do? Not signed to a record label if you don't want to? I don't know. But anyway, we are gonna go ahead and continue on with the show. We're gonna talk about this a little later, but figured might as well give you a little sneak peek, I guess, into the show that happened last Friday night, because not only did Diamante release her album American Dream, but Framing Hanley was in town last Friday, and they had some awesome updates about their album Envy that they released and then could not tour because COVID. Hey, but anyway, this song is... It probably launched them. I'm not entirely familiar with their history, but it is one of those covers that, you know, because, like, I'm not a big fan of covers. However, if this version of this song comes on, I'm getting down. The song is called Lollipop, and we'll be right back. Criminal, Framing Hanley. I almost said Turn It Up Live. I miss Turn It Up Live. Like, that was... It became such a good show title, but... Anyway, nobody's asking. It's the real title of this show. But that was Framing Hanley. They were in town last night at the Rockstar Lounge for their first show back after COVID. Well, not after COVID. COVID is still going on, so please be, you know, cautious and everything. But, I mean, at the same time, I think everything's kind of... Everything is definitely starting to calm down a little bit. You know, vaccines are going out, and, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, vaccines are going out in mass quantities. You know, it's definitely... We're definitely getting back to normal, so, like, this time next year, I think we should be back to, like, a normal, like, you know, we'll have shows, we'll have, you know, tours... Festivals will probably get started, you know, this time next year. Like, I definitely think we're on our way back to being normal. And this will all be a hazy memory.
Yeah. You can only wish that this would be a hazy memory.
I mean, for some people, it's going to be. Well, for some people, it's been a hazy memory. But hey, I mean, you do you. You intake what you intake, and you know, move from there. But anyway, so yeah, that was their first show back. We were the very first stop on their tour, and it was super fun. It was great to see them. Nixon had a man bun that I couldn't get over because man buns I just actively despise. And, like, he just, like, walked out. I didn't recognize him at first when he walked up, because he, like, walked up on stage and while their intro was going, which you heard their intro because they opened with what opened the sh- or, well, didn't open the show tonight, but you heard it at the beginning of the show tonight, which is, you know, what opens their records, Say You Ever, which is a fantastic intro track. I absolutely love that track. And it goes into their song Bubbles. Because, no, you cannot say that seriously. I'm sorry. It's a great intro. Bubbles. But, like, it's Bubbles. Like, somebody was on the Bubbles when they titled that song. But yeah, so I thought it was a stagehand. Because also, like, all the promo pictures and whatnot for the tour, like, he had short hair. He grew his hair out, apparently. So well, I saw this dude go up there with, like, I didn't even realize it was a man bun. I just saw it was, like, hair that was, like, tied up or whatever. I didn't really pay that much attention to it. And then I looked up and he was stepping up to the mic. I'm like, oh, God, that's Nixon. Okay. Like, it has been a minute. But they did really good. I'm so happy. Their label mates with we just got done talking about how labels. Huh? But their label mates with our boys in Shallow Side, who are going to be at the Rockstar Lounge in August, and then we're actually going to see them up in Mishawaka.
Yeah,
August 21st.
That's going to be a dope show. It's a benefit, isn't it?
It is a benefit. It is a benefit. It has, it's a big benefit festival. It's for Rock the Rescue, which helps, you know, adopt animals, you know, that doggos and cattos and all sorts of pets.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make the mistake.
We did a show for Rock the Rescue.
We did, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
That show lost $50.
Yep. But, it's, you know... What happens when you bring in like three unknown bands?
Four.
Was it four?
Yeah, all of us that played were relatively unknown.
Yeah, but it was still a lot of fun though. It was a chance to get on stage, and we made some impressions that night. So yeah. That's all that matters.
Just acoustically too.
Yeah, just acoustically. We're playing our first full band show, and I'm just like, I don't know how this is gonna go. But yeah, Rock the Rescue, Music for a Cause, August 21st. It's going to be a great time. It's a big, it's like 20-something bands, I think. It's going to have two stages. Shallow Side is headlining the entire thing. Our friends in 6 Feet of Salvation, who are just like everywhere a national act is now, they're going to be up there. There's going to be a band called Crash Karma that I've been seeing their videos on Facebook. I haven't actually like checked them out yet, but... like, they have hype, at least, or at least they're paying really good for Facebook, that's all I know. But yeah, they're going to be there. There's just a huge, huge list. Like I said, I think the event itself is called, like, Music for a Cause or something like that, but...
Music for a Cause is Larry's organization.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, check it out. It's going to be at the Smokestack Brew. That's going to be fun. And then, like I said, Chalice is just going to be at the Rockstar Lounge with our boys in the Kickbacks.
Yes.
They are.
Kickbacks are always a good time.
Absolutely. I'm sad, though, because the Kickbacks played last Friday at O'Sullivan's, and I was gonna go, and then after the Framing Hanley show, I was just like, still getting used to being out in public. I'm just gonna go home now. Plus, by the time, I'm weird. Like, if I'm gonna do a double, like, you know, a double show night, I want to do it to the part to the point where I can like still see them open their show. Because I mean, part of it is just kind of I'm a sucker for show openers. Like that's just
and
me.
Fire is one hell of an opener.
Oh well, I mean, yes, and also
even
yes,
it's their second song.
It's the, yeah. I mean, they open with it sometimes, but I prefer to see the band open their show. And I think by the time I would have gotten there, they would have already been on stage. I'm just like, I'm not really feeling it, honestly. Plus, it's the kickbacks. Like, they're playing all over the place. And, you know, and I think it was, like, the first show back for O'Sullivan's. So, yeah. Like, it would have been special. But, like, A, I couldn't take you because you still had the quarantine. And, like, I don't know. There was just something about that whole combo that I was just like, it's just not really my thing. But speaking of local bands, though, we're going to be playing some 6 Feet to Salvation. Got there. Here in a little bit. But we are going to go ahead and kick off our local spotlight. I normally try to keep these guys out of the local spotlight just because I feel like they by far transcend the local thing. Like, they're definitely still, like, a very, like, you know, low garnering, I guess, you know, DIY band.
They're a low tier regional act.
Yeah, but like to us, they're national headliners. I mean, these guys are our favorites, and if you listen to the show, you know exactly who we're talking about. So I figured I'd throw it back for you. This song is called Everon. It's by our boys and in Ghosts, and they are kicking off our local spotlight for the evening. We'll be right back. Obsequious, Mantra of Morta, Nobody's Asking.
Got there.
WELT. I don't know if you could tell. I almost said Turn It Up Again. Actually, almost said Turn It Up Live Again. But, you know, it's whatever. But anyway, like I said, local spotlight, that was our friends in Mantra of Morta. They are from Muncie. We also played our friends in 6 Feet to Salvation. I absolutely love Dear God. That song has just been, like, such a jam for me. And it also features our friend Dakota on vocals for most of it, because he does the verses.
Oh.
Yeah, super cool. But they just opened for Ava Under Fire not too long ago. They also opened for Saliva the next day, so it's just super cool. And they're also going to be on the big festival up in Mishawaka at Smokestack Brew with Shallowside and Music for Our Cause and Rock for the Rescue. Rock the Rescue is actually how that is. But yeah, super fun. And super excited to see where they're going. I know they have new music, so hopefully they put some out soon.
Hopefully their new music is as good as this last song.
They have this song. They released a song called Take It All Away that came out after that. I haven't listened to
that one anywhere near as much.
Yeah, I know I've played it at some point, but it was forever ago, and I both remember, like, very specific details about very certain things from now to the rest of time. I also forget what I had for lunch yesterday, so it's fine. Actually, what I had for lunch yesterday was nothing, because I slept all day yesterday. But anyway, you have a Reddit post.
I do. So, if you are listening on WELT, you're not going to hear this.
You're going to hear the tail end of this, which hopefully will give you enough, like, intrigue to tomorrow come listen to the podcast, which goes up at noon, and then you can hear the full ramblings of this show, all unedited glory of things that you never asked for, and you're also going to hear the Reddit thing, which you might ask for, I guess? I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, we're going to do the Reddit thing, and of course, obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, we're about to do the Reddit thing, so, you know, there's that, but take it away, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to stop doing that.
Hello, Debbie.
As usual.
Anyway.
This one is coming from r/AmITheAsshole.
That's our favorite. I'm actually going to stand up for a second.
Okay. Am I the asshole for saying things my wife gives our infant in front of our child's doctor?
Okay.
My wife and I have a 2-month-old daughter. For the past month, she's been feeding our baby mashed potatoes, applesauce, sweet tea, assorted fruit juices, and other things. The last time we went to the doctor, our pediatrician told us not to give her anything but formula until she's between 4 and 6 months old. My wife doesn't care and says she knows best for our child, and our doctor isn't the parent. Our daughter is always
to a doctor.
Our daughter is always constipated and screams for hours at night that my wife says is colic.
Colic.
Colic. I don't know that word.
Like a colicky baby.
I have no idea what that means.
That's all I got for you.
I've asked her for numerous times to stop feeding our infant table food and go back to giving her formula. She's only feeding her one or two bottles of formula while I'm at work. The other morning, she was cooking scrambled eggs and oatmeal, and I was off work, so I started to make our daughter a bottle and feed her, and she stopped me and told me not to fill her up with that, and she wanted her to eat her oatmeal first. I fed her the bottle anyway after a huge argument. Baby had a doctor's appointment, and my wife was talking about the colic and screaming fits, and when the doctor asked what she was feeding her, she only said formula, nothing else. I was angry because she lied and told her the pediatrician every single thing, sorry, this is cold read, that she had been giving her, and the doctor strongly recommended her to stop, and that she was causing stomach upset and more than likely the reason for all of her stomach issues. Instead of being apologetic for this, my wife is mad at me and told me I ratted her out to the doctor and that she doesn't have to listen to her and that it's only a recommendation and that I made her look like a bad parent. I tell her what a selfish little twat she was being, and now she wants me to go stay with my parents until she forgives me and asks me to come home. Am I the asshole here? Maybe I shouldn't have flew mad at her and said some things I did. Maybe I should apologize to my wife.
A couple things. Yeah, probably shouldn't have called her a twat.
Yeah.
I like to use the word twunt. I think it is both comical, but still gets the point across. And if you're not sure what a twunt is, but you know what a twat is, think of the other word that you could possibly put in that scenario with that spelling, and away we go.
Cunt.
It's cunt, yeah. It's a combination twat and cunt.
This is the podcast. You can say those things.
I mean, that is also fair. I was just trying to be, like, respectful, but, like, I also hate people, so it's fine. Not really. I actually really do like people, but, like, people... Corey
people
Taylor
in
said it best. So that too. So yeah, probably shouldn't have called her a twat. I think that probably didn't help much. Usually name calling doesn't really help in those situations. That's why all of my fantasy situations in which I'm, you know, like totally like just killing it in the argument game, I don't go to name calling because that just doesn't help. Overall though, no. If, like, I mean, that's kind of huge, especially if your wife is lying about your child's health. That's just, I mean, right there, there's your entire issue is right there. Also, vocabulary lesson, if you use the phrase rat me out, that probably means you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, like, in, you know, generally, you know, ratting somebody out, that means, you know, you're doing something that you don't, like, even if it isn't, like, you know, legally wrong or whatever, it's still, like, if you're using the phrase, like, why'd you rat me out, that generally means that you're doing something you don't want that person to know. And if that person is your pediatrician, the one that's helping you keep your child, the human you created, healthy, I'm sorry, I will take the licensed medical professional's opinion over your shitty Facebook opinion. Because apparently Facebook mom groups are fucking awful.
Oh yeah, they're terrible. Lots of essential oils, vaccines causing autism, and fucking giving your kids colloidal silver and activated charcoal.
The fuck did you just say there at the end?
Colloidal silver and activated charcoal.
We're gonna go past that because my brain can't comprehend that.
Yeah, colloidal silver in high enough doses can cause problems that will literally turn you blue.
Oh.
And then activated charcoal is just, it's basically the stuff that's in like water filters, like Brita water filters.
Interesting.
You can mix it in with stuff to make your food look black, but it doesn't taste very good, and it's not actually very good for you. It can start leaching nutrients from your body.
I should probably start leaching something from my body.
Oh, I can leech something from your body.
Yeah, you did. Anyway, that's not making the podcast.
or but, is it?
Usually means it is.
Depends on who edits this part.
That's fair. So, yeah, you know, two things. You're lying to your pediatrician, and you're also yelling at your husband for, quote-unquote, ratting you out. Yeah, that probably means that you probably at some point know you're in the wrong. You're at least in the unpopular opinion. And I'm just saying, if you don't want your pediatrician to know something about how you're taking care of your child, probably means that it's, you know, not good for your child. Like, this
kid is 2 months old. Why are you giving it solid food?
Yeah, there's no reason. Like, baby formula, baby food, like, breast milk, whatever it is you do, like...
4 to 6 months is when you can start giving them food.
Yeah.
And even then, it should only be, like, baby food and maybe, you know, the smallest amount of mashed potatoes, maybe a little bit of oatmeal, smushed bananas.
I was going to say, yeah, smushed banana was where I was going to go. But, they just don't have the – I mean, and granted, obviously, I'm no pediatrician. I have no idea what's going on, you know.
Hashtag not medical advice.
If you ever – think that I'm giving you medical advice, I'm either like there's something wrong with me or there's something wrong with you. do not take most of my advice. I mean, again, nobody's asking for my advice, but I'm here to give it anyway. So I don't know much about, you know, how babies form and grow and how they should grow. I don't ever plan on having a human child. I only ever plan on having furry children. The pet version, you know,
the four-legged kind,
the four-legged pawed,
potentially
kind.
Three-legged depending on how big our hearts are.
Hey, I mean look, if a three-legged dog looks at me and is just like, are you
hey, don't leave the kiddos out of this.
I don't want cats kids. I want cats.
I meant kiddos. I said kiddos.
You said kiddos. I was like, I don't want kids.
I don't want a three-legged kid either.
No. I guess we're technically three-legged or something. I don't know. Kickstand, anyway.
Neither of us are three-legged.
No, we have two human legs. We are also both biologically male and prefer to be that way. So
I'm also speaking metaphorically. Neither of us are three-legged.
No, God, no. And thank God for that. So anyway, now that you know that about us, I would say... overall, probably not the asshole, because you were the responsible parent. You told the, you know, you told the licensed medical professional that you're paying for, mind you, that, you know, your wife is not following the recommendations, even though she just said that she is. So no, you're not the asshole. Probably shouldn't have called her a twat. But also at the same time, I think honestly, your best bet is to, you know...
Yes, your best bet is to sneeze.
Indeed. Second best bet, probably reevaluate your relationship. Because if she's treating your child like that and thinks that she knows what she's doing with your child, I think other parties should be involved, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
I also believe that you should have to take a test to become a parent. I think everybody should be... I think males... should get the SNP, because that's reversible. And I think when you're
then you're getting into the whole bodily autonomy thing.
I think there should be far less humans in the world. I just do.
That's fair.
Mostly just because I hate teenagers, and you know, how do you get a teenager? You have a baby, because that baby ideally grows up to be a teenager, and teenagers are awful. Teenagers also scare the shit out of me.
The living shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, that is today. That's my opinion. I don't know. Give yours.
No. I think you hit it right on the head. And
this is why we're getting married.
Reddit actually agrees with us. They are certified not the asshole.
We usually carry the same. Again, we do these. These cold reads. Obviously, you see the answer, but I actually do my best not to look at the answer, just because, I want to see where I stand in authority. And granted, it's a very limited, snapshot of society of Reddit users, but still, I like to be surprised, and so far I haven't been surprised because I seem to agree with everybody. So, that was the Reddit thing. If you're wondering what the hell the Reddit thing was, then that's because you're listening to the radio show, or you're just now tuning into our Twitch stream. Podcast comes out every Friday at around noon. We keep up with it, but check out the podcast, and you'll hear the Reddit story. You'll hear my disparagements of children. That's a word, and it's gonna go. We're gonna work with it. Definitely a thing. But anyway, moving right along though. Like I said, that was the Reddit thing. Where I was actually going with that, moving right along, this is a band that used to be called Captives. That band found out that there was another band called Captives. They had the name longer, and so they had to change it. And I'm just like, bitch me to the fuck.
I don't think they even had it longer. They just filed for the trademark first.
No, I think the story was that it was like they had had it longer whereas with us, we our first band name was Breaking the Silence, which ended up being our album name. But there was five bands. Like, it was just kind of a rite of passage for like a bunch of Christian bands, mind you. It was like the weird.
Which we are not.
We are not a Christian band.
Say that like we're a satanic band, but we're not that either.
No, we're just, we're a mainstream minded hard rock band. We want to be Shinedown. But with a little more thrashy flavor and some modern metalcore in there. Metalcore? Is that a thing?
I'm sure it is.
Probably somewhere. But we still, a bunch of bands just had this name at first called Breaking the Silence. The band The Leather Black, by the way, still an active band. They used to be called Breaking the Silence. There's this inactive Christian project called Breaking the Silence that we had to, fight with. We were with CD Baby at the time.
Yeah, we were with CD Baby at the time.
We had to, fight them, no, this is definitely not us. I really need this to be taken out of our discography, because if people are finding that and they think that they're putting out new music, they are going to be sorely mistaken and also concerned. And so we ended up changing it to In Effect. In Effect ended up being the name of every DJ ever. And we arrived at To Breathe Again. But all of that to say that we understand Captives. And so now they're called Caskets. They have just announced that a new album is going to be coming, or an album. I think it's their debut album. But they're going to be having an album coming out. And this is a brand new song off of that record. The song is called Lost in Echoes. We'll be right back. Breaking Benjamin, Into the Nothing. Nothing. Oh, God, what's her name? Nobody's asking.
It's right there.
Oh, my God, it is right there. I need help, so.
You want to try that one again?
Into the Nothing, Breaking Benjamin. Benjamin?
Wow.
I think I was about to try and say Breaking the Silence, which is our album name, and that's not at all what that band name is, but it's Breaking Benjamin. Into the Nothing, Breaking Benjamin.
Into the Nothing, Breaking Benjamin. Nobody's asking.
I need help.
Welcome back. He needs help.
We obviously cut that out, although we might not cut it out because, that happened, but that happened. That was a thing. So I got into a conversation with one of our friends about that band and the album that came off of, because that's from their Dear Agony album. And this is our friend Travis's favorite Breaking Benjamin album. And it is my favorite pre-hiatus Breaking Benjamin album. My favorite album is the one they released most recently of original, you know, full band music. They did the acoustic thing, Aurora, which they had all the special guests for. But the album before that is called Ember, and is absolutely my favorite, like, Breaking Benjamin record. Like, that is, like, being a fan of Breaking Benjamin, that definitely, when I first heard it, felt like Breaking Benjamin, like, in its full form, essentially. Like, it was just, it remade me into a Breaking Benjamin fan, even though I already was a Breaking Benjamin fan. Like, I already very much enjoyed them. And then Ember came out, and I was like, okay, but this is, like, Breaking Benjamin. You know, this feels right.
Yeah,
so I'm definitely excited to see what they come up with next.
Yeah, and as someone who doesn't really listen to a lot of Breaking Benjamin, I think it's interesting, and I bring this up every time we bring them up. Like, I write a lot of songs that sound like Breaking Benjamin songs. Yeah.
And I'm about it. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, we're trying to, you know, kind of carve out our own identity, but even still, like, it, you know, a direct quote from Breaking Benjamin, from Benjamin himself. You know, there's only so many notes on a fretboard, and there's only so many tunings that you can do, you know, until people find, like, drop Z or something. But, you know, a note...
I mean, Meshuggah's working on it.
I mean, that's fair, but, you know, leave that to Meshuggah. That's not what we do. But, like, you know, there's no reason why we can't just share these sounds. I mean, you know, that's what inspiration literally is. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, wearing your inspirations on your sleeve. There's everything wrong, in my opinion, of straight up ripping off another band's sound and then refusing to acknowledge it. Greta Van Fleet. Anyway, so what? Blacked out. Something happened.
I have no idea. However, there is one thing that we forgot to mention at the top of the show.
What is that?
That Mother's Day was this past Sunday.
It was this past Sunday. Yeah, I did write it down to be like, hey, you know, by the way, belated Happy Mother's Day, because we didn't mention it last week. And so happy belated Mother's Day to any and all mothers out there.
And while we're at it, how's your mother?
While we're at it, how's your mother? No, for real. How is she? Is she doing okay? Is she great? Mine's great. Mine's doing good. Yours is doing good.
Mine's doing all right. She's looking at cars again.
That poor woman.
Yeah.
My mom actually just sold her car not too long ago. She got a new one. It looks really good. I think you were there when we saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it looks really good. It was
because your grandma and I made fun of you for going out there looking at the car, talking like you knew what you're talking about or something.
Well, I mean, it was my mom, so I just, you know, I was just into spending time with her and whatnot. But also, like, it was it's a year older than the rental car I had when my car had to go in to get fixed.
Okay.
And so I was like, ooh, let me see. And also everyone was like, I don't know, it was just like a natural response thing. Like, A, you know, it was my mom, and B, I was like, I mean, I shared her post about her selling her old one, so I feel like I helped her sell her old one. I should go see what I helped do, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, I can't even finish that bit. That's just awful. That bit is unlovable. So is this next song. So anyway, we were talking about at the beginning of the show that Diamante dropped her album last week. It's called American Dream. You are now hearing, I think, all but like one of the songs on that record. Because to kind of help take us out of the show here in a second, figured we might as well, you know, just circle back to it. Also, because I couldn't do the show without playing this song. If you didn't want to cry, I'm sorry, because you're about to. This song is just so unbelievably raw. And like every single time I've heard it, because it's basically been on repeat since it came out, it stops you in what you're doing. And you just like gotta sit there and like just imagine the meme of the kid that's just like, you know, just laying down in the rain and just kind of like letting, like, you know, life sucks at 12 and also the rest of your life. And, you know, you're just kind of like sitting there letting the rain cascade down on you. And, you know, it's just the thing. But anyway, this song is, again, off of her brand new album, American Dream. This song is called Unlovable, and it is on WELT. We'll be right back. Iris, Diamante and Breaking Benjamin. Didn't exactly do that on purpose, but it was definitely related. Nobody's asking WELTFM, and we are at the end of the show. We were talking earlier when we were talking about the Framing Hanley show that I don't really get into covers very much. Like, especially if you're an established band, I want to hear your original work. I hate being pandered to. Problem is that there are people that haven't been pandered to, that haven't been, like, cued in, and so that's the problem of, like, following artists and, you know, just being actively, like, interested in their creative works, is sometimes they also have to reach out to new people. And I hate new people. I don't like them. They weren't there at the beginning. They don't deserve to be there now. They're fake fans. I'm just kidding. I'm entirely kidding. Like I love seeing a band's, like, fan base grow. Like, that's super cool. The problem is sometimes you have to do it by putting out covers, and I hate that. I even, like, if I know you're an established band, I don't want to hear you do somebody else's song. Like, because, you know, like, it's just, it wears on me. It really does. However, some bands come along and turn a song that was already great into something special. And I really feel like Diamante and Breaking Benjamin actually did that with this song. And, like, and I had that knee-jerk reaction, because, like, she teased it, too. And so it was like, oh, you know, what's going on here? And then, you know, she announced it. And I was like, oh, it's a cover? But then I actually listened to it, and I was like, oh, but it's actually good. Like, not that established bands do covers badly. It's just, like, you know, you have to really, like, make a song your own. And when you're talking about a song that's, like, as iconic as Iris, like, it's a very tall order.
Yeah, like, I can think of maybe a handful of covers that really take the original work and amp it up to a new level. And this is probably one of them.
This is definitely my favorite. Like, one of my favorites. Like, it's very high up there on my list. I'm not exactly sure, like, where it is. But again, I'm also not, you know, a cover person. I'd rather hear you. I'd rather hear your story. Especially if, you know, you're an established artist like Diamante is. And granted, she was dropped by her label. So, like, that kind of, like, roughens up the establishment factor. But, like, even still, like, her original music is fantastic. It was the same thing that I had with Bad Wolves and their cover of Zombies. I mean, they did a fantastic cover, and it was super cool that they were going to get Dolores Riordan. They were going to have her on the song.
Oh, Riordan,
that's right. Yeah. I got there. But anyway, sorry, my cat decided to butt in. But yeah, so, like, that, you know, this was a super cool cover. It was, you know, kind of, it didn't really, like, for me, change the song by any means, but it definitely took a song that was, you know, popular at that point and kind of reinvigorated it, I guess. Invigorated, that's the word I was looking for. But, it, you know, at the same time, I was like, oh, this is super cool. I went in and listened to, you know, Bad Wolves, like, and that was just way better. Same thing, I Prevail. They put out the Taylor Swift cover, and, like, yeah, it's not going to reach everybody, because, you know, just a regular Taylor Swift fan that, you know, was like, oh, a metal cover of, you know, my favorite artist, super cool, but I don't like metal, whereas I enjoy metal. And so hearing that, I was like, okay, this is cool and all, but, like, what else is going on? That was in 2014. And, right. You know, and I didn't, you know, granted, I didn't, like, catch on right away, but, like, once I kind of, you know, once I did kind of catch on, you good, fam? Our cat is now attacking the bed, being a playful girl. You are a playful girl. Studio cat, everybody. And there she goes again. But, like, you know, moral of the story is, you know, like, Establishment, like, I get doing covers as, like, a band that's, you know, relatively unknown, because I Prevail was, like, just known by nobody, and then they put out that cover, and it was, like, suddenly everywhere. So, you know, that's obviously the hope for a lot of bands that, you know, aren't signed, that aren't touring, that are still, you know, well within their local scene, and then you have, you know, you just happen to put out that kind of chance thing, and then suddenly that makes you. What I appreciate, though, is that they maybe toured with that song for, like, the first 2 years after they kind of became, like, a big thing, and then they started putting out their other stuff, and they really stuck to that, and I appreciate that so much. But yeah, like, with, in the case of this song and this cover, it's one of my favorite covers of all time. It's, you know, it's a cover that, like, I wouldn't say it, like, transcends the original, because, the, you know, I mean, they did just cover it, but it was something about those two voices together, and also just the fact that it's this song that really helps things, that, you know, just made it that much better. Simple Man, everyone knows, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd had Simple Man, and then Shinedown, like, did Simple Man, and, like, it became Shinedown's song at that point, as far as I'm concerned. like it's so weird too, like, you know, listening to the original Simple Man, because when you listen to the original Simple Man, you're just like, oh, okay, well, this is, like, a good song, but it wasn't, like, you didn't get single out of it. Shinedown made it a single, but also B, I feel like Shinedown really captured the essence of that song way better.
Mm-hmm.
Same concept, Disturbed doing Sound of Silence. Like, I've never heard the original, but after I heard the Disturbed Sound of Silence,
I've heard that version so many times that I am numb to it at this point.
I still love it.
Probably my favorite example, though, of an artist taking a song that isn't theirs and making it so iconic and so their own that it basically just becomes their song is Jimi Hendrix with All Along the Watchtower.
That is one hell of a song. I'm not honestly sure if I've actually heard the original.
Yeah, you probably haven't heard the Bob Dylan version.
Oh, well, if it's Bob Dylan. I'm sorry. It's just a low-hanging fruit. I had to.
Yeah.
But I actually did not know. Like, I knew it was a cover, but I didn't know, like, who sang it first.
It was a Dylan song.
That's interesting. But, I mean, I agreed, though. Like, you know, that all along, like, Jimi Hendrix's version of All Along the Watchtower, that is definitely, like, definitely a classic in its own right. Anyway, our cat is currently decided that it is now playtime, but we are also at the end of the show, so any last words?
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy belated Mother's Day. Yes, indeed.
And
go make a cover song your own. That's my advice.
Yeah. Yeah, take your favorite song. See, just, and then just make it you.
Yeah. I really actually want to cover Unlovable. I want to do, like, a vocal cover of it. Just, you know, just me and just my voice. I was thinking about doing that. Because, like, it was just that song. Just, I mean, you heard it now. Like, that song just. But anyway, again, thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you for listening to the show. If you're listening to the radio show tomorrow at noon, the podcast version goes up. It is the longer. What is it? What's the South Park joke?
Bigger, longer, and uncut.
Yeah, it is longer and uncut. I'm not gonna say it's bigger because it is what it is. It is what it is. Anyway, now I've upset people. But if you're listening to the podcast, you're wondering what the radio show is. Every Thursday night from 9 to 11, this show actually airs with the music that we talk about on 95.7 FM WELT in Fort Wayne. You can listen on WELTFM.org. It is also where you can listen to that's where you can listen on demand. So, like, the last 2 weeks of shows. So if you missed the last 2 weeks, you can listen to Well, I mean, if you missed the, like, obviously this show is going to be there, but you can go back and listen to last week's show, kind of get a feel for it. You can also get a feel for all of the programs on WELT. They're all on the calendar. Just do something crazy. Go to the calendar and just kind of, like, blind click something and see if you like it.
I wouldn't necessarily do that because you might end up blind clicking on the Spanish only programming.
I mean, but that's the thing, though. Like, we have Spanish programming. Like, you know, shows that are just done entirely in Spanish. We have Africa Dysphoria that does, you know, African music.
We
and
have
everything.
Court in the Morning.
Court in the Morning.
He is a fantastic individual.
He is a great individual, for sure. Pop Tab, he does past, present, and future.
Yeah, he has that, how does he put it? That good old rock and roll music.
Yeah,
that good
like that.
Old soul music, that good old swing and everything else.
Everything in between.
playing the greatest hits from the past, present, and future.
And we're just like, how do you do that, you wizened old creature? Anyway, Pop Tab is a great person, too. He's a super chill dude. But yeah, I mean, like, honestly, though, that's what you get with WELT, though. You get, you know, all of these things that you wouldn't normally get on a radio station, and it's all just right there, one neat little package in blue lettering.
Oh, and then there's Jukebox Time Traveler.
There's Jukebox Time Traveler!
Who takes you back to a time when lyrics were clean.
Innuendos are a thing. And they were a thing.
Lyrically clean is one of his selling points. This is not meant to roast him, and is probably getting cut out of the radio bit.
Maybe, but like, it's still funny. It's one of those things, like, yeah, it's lyrically clean, so you don't have to edit it. But like, also, like, there's some songs that you're just like,
really? Baby, it's cold outside.
I love it when people think that's like that. It's a date rape song, because it's not, like, time period wise. I mean, granted, I'm pretty sure the artists are, like, long gone, but, like, time period wise, like,
it's not a date rape song. She's playing along into social standards because she wants to have sex with the guy.
Yeah, like, she wants to, you know, she wants to sleep with him, but also she has, you know,
it wouldn't be right of her to say yes.
Yeah.
She has to feign disinterest.
Yeah.
Like, anyway,
before we start talking about cancel culture,
yes, before we get canceled.
Anyway, thank you very, very much for listening. We try to live stream this on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/AustinWired7. Obviously, we don't play the music on the Twitch channel, but it is a good chance for you to hang out while we record this, because, you know, I mean, it's something that we can do, so we do it. Which is kind of why we do the show. We don't obviously do this for any sort of, you know, response or anything. I mean, I've been doing this for 5 years. I have gotten literally like no response about this show, but it's something fun that I get to do, and I'm super happy that I get to do it, especially amidst all of these incredible, wonderful producers that are doing, let's be real, far better things than I'm doing.
And the local bands that we play, just. The love and appreciation they have for what we do,
yeah,
is thanks enough.
Yeah, it really is. And plus, I mean, it's an avenue for me to be able to just, like, you know, hey, I do this thing. I talk about all the things that I post about. And then I talk about way more of them because I don't post a lot of stuff I talk about. But, you know, it's a chance for me to really just kind of sit down and just kind of, you know, it's a chance for me to sit down and listen to music. It's a chance to sit down, you know, kind of express, you know, what I think about the music and, you know, just do it in a really cool way. And it's something that I get to do that I can say that, you know, I'm actively contributing to showcasing a piece of our community. You know, I mean, obviously, with the local spotlight, it's, you know, something small, but like, I still get to, you know, share my experiences, which, you know, I live in Fort Wayne. Yeah, it's my thing. It's a thing I get to do.
Yep. And we are the only hard rock programming on WELT.
So I am still doing a service for not only our local boys, but our regional boys and our national boys, and then our local girls, our regional girls, our national girls, our guys, our gals, our non-binary pals of all over the country and even the world, specifically in the UK.
And occasionally Canada.
And occasionally Canada. Shout out to Living Dead Girl. Anyway, taking us out tonight is not Living Dead Girl, but we've been talking about this girl's album. You've basically heard all but one of the songs, so please go listen to this record. It is seriously, like, I don't ask for much, but, like, when you get a second, just find this record on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you do, and give it, and, you know, give it a listen, because I feel like this is definitely, like, if not a runner for my favorite record of the year, it is definitely, it could definitely end up being my favorite record of the year. Like, A, being a fan of her for, you know, as much as I've been able to be a fan of her, this record feels like the Lover record from Taylor did to me as a fan. You know, it was just that moment where you're just like, that's her. And, you know, who knows where this is going to go from here. I hope this is going to go somewhere. I hope this is going to go somewhere great. Because, you know, as a fan, you get this little pride thing when an artist that you love succeeds. I had it with Ava. I have it with Taylor. Whenever N'Ghost gets to do cool things, like, you know, have their songs on, like, real Spotify playlists, or, you know, they get these super cool, like, interviews with people that are, like, all the way across the sea, you know, line here, turn, you know, cross it, turn around, snort it. Love that kid. Love that guy. He's super cool. He's actually about to release a little, like, community troupe theater, like, music video of Sweet Transvestite.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He plays, Frankenfurter? Yeah, Frankenfurter. Right? That is the...
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Dr. Frankenfurter.
Oh, God.
The transvestite.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, more, yeah.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry, thank you. That's, I was looking for that name. I know, I'm sorry, I couldn't remember.
You can tell a lot about a person from where they know Tim Curry from.
You really can. Fun fact, the first time I ever saw Tim Curry was in Charlie's Angels, and then Scary Movie 2. So I never saw Scary Movie 1.
Clue.
I didn't see Clue first. I've seen Clue, I just didn't see it first.
I'm now reevaluating my relationship with this man.
So we both need new husbands in the course of a month. If that is you, hit us up. Anyway.
Legend?
What?
He played the devil.
I never saw Legend. I saw I Am Legend. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That is a really good one.
But anyway, you were selling a song.
I was selling a song. This girl just came out with her record, American Dream. It is entirely hers. She made it with Howard Benson and Neil Sanderson from 3 Days Grace. They just started a little, I think it's either a production group or it's like a label of sorts. But either way, they're working together, and they work together with Diamante on this record. It is so good. I can't stress that enough. And this song is there's American Dream, which is the title of the record and also my favorite song in the record. This song is number 2 by a very, very close margin, and it's taking us out of the show tonight. Thank you very much for hanging out. The song is called Ghost Myself. We will see you next Thursday or Friday or Sunday or whenever we see you next. We'll see you then. Thanks for hanging. Have a good night.